Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I love you, C-Dot! So nice, though. I met the C-Dot people. They're fine folks. I like them a lot. All right. Anyway, I wasn't crazy, and you weren't crazy. Yes, in fact, the CDC did tell us to throw out Honey Smacks back in June. You were correct. They just told us that. But another statement has been issued by the Center for Disease Control. If you have any boxes of Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal in your home at all, throw them out right now. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say even though the Battle Creek cereal maker issued a recall in June, the cereal is still on store shelves in some areas.
Well, that's a mistake.
That is a mistake. To date, there have been 130 people who have been sick with salmonella from Honey Smacks since June. One of the states includes Colorado. We have 4 incidences of that. 34 of them have been hospitalized. No one has died as of yet. So if you have those Kellogg's Honey Smacks, throw them out.
That's pretty serious because that's the type of a cereal that you would give to your kids.
Kids, yes.
You know, and that's really what makes that so scary.
No kidding. So this is really serious. And they're telling us again, yes, I know you heard it in June, but they're saying again, please, please throw that out.
Right.
And I know all of us think, oh, that'll never happen to me, but it can.
Why can't this, you know, this outbreak be with some crappy cereal?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, one of those wheat
or
cereals.
That, what's it called? Ganji or whatever. Yeah. Not ganji. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Ganja? Ganji?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those Fit cereals.
Yeah.
You know? But no, Koshi. It's got to be Honey Smacks.
Koshi. I don't know. All right. A couple other things. How about that Nike? Man, that little stock fell a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's a little misleading, though. I mean, it fell, but the entire market fell. I mean, Nike was down, but so was Adidas, so was Puma. I don't think we've seen a fallout yet, if there's going to be one.
3% was a pretty good hit, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Nike took a hit yesterday in their stocks because they signed Colin Kaepernick to be the face of Nike. And like you said, hey, you just had Tiger Woods, and he had 13 whores.
Yeah. Nobody boycotted.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, they dropped him after they found out about all the hookers. Yeah. But you know, I mean, he still was the face of Nike.
So I don't care. I think that in the long run, these kinds of things actually help the product because we're all talking about Nike and we haven't talked about Nike in a long time.
Yeah.
So who knows? We'll see. Mel B. This is a crazy story. Mel B. You know her from Spice Girls. You also know her from America's Got Talent. And she's a judge. She was ordered by a judge to submit to 4 months of drug and alcohol testing.
I wonder why they turned on her. I thought it was her husband, that Belafonte guy. I thought he's the one who was the problem.
No, now it's the ex-nanny. An ex-nanny says that she drank way, way too much.
Oh, boy.
The nanny of her 2 young children accuses her of heavy drinking. And taking strangers to bed. Like she would, supposedly, I don't see this happening, but supposedly she would get all liquored up and then she'd be like, go to the mailbox.
Yeah.
She'd see a mailman or something.
Somebody like, running down the street.
You want to come over?
Come tackle this.
Yeah. And so that's what they're saying is that she was a heavy drinker and that she is taking numerous men home. And she neglected her children.
Well, I feel like everybody's done it, so.
No, nobody neglects
people get out and get drunk and take strangers home,
Jamie.
Well, that's
fine, but nobody takes home strangers while their kids are at home and neglects their children.
Not from the mailbox.
Dear God. The judge also ordered a full-scale custody evaluation of the Spice Girl to decide if she's even fit enough as a parent. What's going on here? This is all, like, turning weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because in the beginning, like I said, I thought it was her husband that was the real creep here. because, I mean, he's the guy that they supposedly would have group relations with and videotape, and it was friends that he would bring in. She said she was forced to do it and blah. No, it turns out it's her.
Oh, God.
You and President Donald J. Trump have a lot in common.
We do?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Like what?
You're both orange.
I'm not orange.
You both have a comb over that looks super hot. And you both have young wives. I got you there. Really young. Anyway, but you also have this in common. President Donald Trump said yesterday that he, just like BJ Harris, is not going to watch the Ryan Gosling movie, First Man, after hearing that it'll not include the scene of the American flag being planted on the moon.
Yes!
He's right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's a disgrace that they've done that.
He said, quote, I wouldn't even want to watch that movie. When you think of Neil Armstrong and when you think of the landing on the moon, you absolutely think in your head every single time about the American flag.
Of course you do, because it was a space race in those days. It was us against the Russians, and the Americans won.
He also says the moon landing was a human achievement, and Ryan Gosling said this, that the moon landing was a human achievement and not a distinct American achievement. That's what Ryan said.
Well, he's full of crap because he's a Canadian.
Trump said, I disagree. It's like they're embarrassed at the achievement coming from America. I think it's a terrible thing.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
How do you feel? I mean, that, honestly, how do you feel about this? I mean, you got First Man, Neil Armstrong on the move. First Man on the move.
Can I tell you? I think it's sad. I think it's ridiculous. I think the flag should be in it. I think it's... absolutely ridiculous.
It's like we're trying to rewrite history.
I don't get it.
It is what it is.
Amen, brother. It's ridiculous. That's
like shooting the Titanic and the boat doesn't sink.
Whoa, that was a good reference. I almost tooted. I just laughed like internally and it was whoop, whoop.
Jeez. I felt like I heard it.
I know, I felt like you might have. That's why I acknowledged it.
Oh, geez. That was a good reference, huh?
That was a great... Yeah. Dude, that was like brilliant.
Boat.
Yeah, I get... Yep, yeah. You don't have to redo it.
All the way to New York.
Got it, yep.
It gets there.
Sure did. Still understand it. Okay. Jim Cantore, live on the beach. Yesterday. Did you all see him in his L.L. Bean? Mm. Anyway, that hit landfall. It doesn't look like much damage, like too much.
Nah.
It's kind of like a wimpy one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, anything that's, you know, a tropical storm category one. Nah. You can write it out.
It wasn't that good.
No.
I'm watching Sean in the other room. Sean, we have in the other room for various reasons. But mostly because he right now is practicing the Lindsay Lohan dance.
Yes.
And he almost has it down. Are we about ready to film you, Sean?
About ready. I've got to work on that last little kick move and the hair flip.
Oh, right, because you don't
have
any hair.
With the hair flip, kick move.
Need a wig.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
You almost need like a long wig.
I have a purple wig in my car.
Yeah, you need a wig.
I'm going to go get it.
Because you just don't have it. You have no flip.
No, yeah, I got no flip.
Because remember, I still have all that stuff from the gay pride parade in my car.
Yes. It's still there.
Is that so sad?
June 1st, I think. It's all good.
Okay.
But you're going to need that wig.
All right, I'll go get it. What we're talking about is... Lindsay Lohan did a little dance while she was maybe perhaps drinking in Greece, and it is the worst dance you've ever seen in your life. And now people are repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
It's gone viral.
It has gone viral. That with the woman and the chicken strip and her Coke. Those are the two things you're going to see on the internet today. A woman is at a ball game, and she took her son's chicken strip, and she dipped it in her Coke. And the internet is going crazy because they love the idea.
It's stupid.
It looks kind of tasty.
It's dumb.
Does it?
That's
kinda...
a dumb viral.
Oh my God!
It is a dumb viral.
Who are you, judging?
A chicken strip
pants?
Sticking it in a Coke?
Because none of us thought of doing it, and it looks kind of delicious. That's why. You know you like it.
I don't think I'd like
it. Okay, fine.
No, I don't. Okay. See, no, you and I actually had this discussion off the air a couple of weeks ago. See, you don't like root beer floats.
Ugh, no.
See, you don't like, a lot of people like soda with ice cream. I don't care for it. I don't like soda with any of that stuff.
No, it's just, I got you.
I don't think I'd like it with a chicken strip.
Well, anyway, it's gone viral. You'll see it today. And then also, I wanted to tell you all that BJ has a very big announcement about Drake and Kim Kardashian that he'd like to share with you. Go ahead, BJ. Tell them all what you think. Yeah, no, go ahead. Nope, I'm not making fun of you. Yes, I am. What?
I feel like that you're just being so
I'm not. I'm not. Like, go ahead. Tell everybody.
I want to be your little monkey this morning.
Be my monkey.
Jumping around.
Come on, monkey.
Okay. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? All right, as you know, this was a big story yesterday. Because I want you. Yeah, Kiki being Kim Kardashian and Drake and her. Now, she's denying it. She's denying it. But then again, you remember Dink Cannon came out yesterday and said, hey, I don't know. I think this Drake guy's got something on that family.
Yeah,
I think there's something going on here. Well, I think maybe there's something going on here, too, because yesterday Kanye West put a big tweet out saying, hey, Drake, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about the album release on the same day. I mean, he's apologizing to Drake over something he really doesn't have to apologize over, and he's doing it the day after the rumor is that Drake slept with his wife.
So BJ thinks that this means that they're stooping.
That means that Kanye even knows that Drake needs to keep his mouth shut because he's got something on him.
Really?
Yeah. So he's playing nice.
This is crazy.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, here's a free pair of Yeezys.
I don't think that Kim and Drake hooked up.
Kiki, do you love me? Oh, it's so clear.
He just doesn't seem kinky enough to be with her.
So obvious.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I think he does. I think he's just
Have kinky. You ever seen him dance? Like, he just, I don't know. I don't think he's her type.
No, I mean, he's on top of the world right now in the music.
That's true.
I mean, here's a guy that's got did last month. Yeah. He had 7 of the top 10 songs out there. He owns 7. Never been done before.
Yeah, but I think he's as cool as Ed Sheeran.
No.
Yeah, I think that
Drake gets the hottest. No,
I feel like Ed Sheeran and Drake are equivalent. Oh, they're both very talented, amazing singers, all that crap, but they just don't have the moves. You know what I mean? They're just both like, when your legs fall off. Like
I think Drake hangs with the coolest of cool. That's what he runs with.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, anyway. And then finally, I have something for you, but I forgot where the finally is. Did you see that teacher that hired that stripper?
The teacher that hired a stripper?
No, I didn't say teacher.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. What were they thinking? It was a school assembly, and they hired a stripper.
A stripper?
Yes. A pole dancer. She wasn't a stripper. She was a pole dancer.
Yeah.
And they hired her for a school assembly. Would you be outraged if all of a sudden your kids are at the school assembly and there's a pole dancer?
Yep, if I wasn't invited.
Wow. I cannot have
I'd
serious.
I'd be so upset.
You know what?
You do that for my kid. You don't invite dad.
Fine, never mind.
Give me a break, man.
Okay, there you go, tabloid trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.